Hi guys, I hope you're having an amazing, beautiful, positive day. I'm sending you so much love and so much peaceful, balanced energy. It's Misha with Feels with Mish. If you guys are new here, welcome. This is the first podcast episode of 2024. I'm so grateful for everyone tuning in today. If you guys are interested, I do post this podcast on my YouTube channel, Feels with Mish. You can also join me on TikTok. TikTok is Feels with Mish as well. And if you guys are interested in a one-on-one personal session with me, you can email me booking at feelswithmish.com. You can also head over to my website, Feels with Mish, where I have tons of information on there. And if you're interested in just, you know, learning about my services and stuff, you can join me on my website, feelswithmish.com. All right, first podcast episode of 2024, you guys. I have been rearranging my thoughts and just getting myself prepared for 2024, and I've been doing kind of a mental diet. And so I wanted to speak to you guys about what a mental diet is. And, you know, at the beginning of this new year, we set all these goals and we have all these intentions for ourselves. And why is it that over time we kind of get lazy and procrastinate on those intentions and the goals that we set for ourselves? We get so kind of resistant to those changes. And you know, the beginning of the year, a lot of people are very motivated and they just go into the year like, yeah, this is a new year, new me. And for me, you know, my birthday is at the beginning of the year, January 4th. So I kind of go into the year same way. You know, I turn a new age, it's a new year. And we kind of just have this motivation at the beginning of the year. And as time progresses, you know, we kind of fall back into our old ways. And really, it's because we don't do the inner work on our mental state that really prepares and sets us up for success. And, you know, if you understood the power that your mind has, if you understood how brilliant you are in that we are absorbing everything around us and everything around us is influencing us to either be a better version of ourselves or to stay stuck, stagnant, or even fall back into these really negative and unhealthy patterns and ways of living and, you know, addictions and, you know, spending hours scrolling on our phones and, you know, keeping ourselves in these environments that are not healthy for us. This is something that we're familiar with. And so we stay in these familiar places and it can be harder for us to change our behavior to, you know, ascend into a new version of ourselves. And so it starts at the core in our mind. And so I have, you know, kind of over the years removed things from my life. But when you really sit back and look at the things that you do on a daily basis that affect you, that don't seem to be like so negative, like, oh, watching certain type of things on television, shows and stuff that are just negative, that are really keeping you in these negative thought patterns throughout your day, contributing to your negative beliefs. And what do I mean by that? I'll give you guys examples. So say you're trying to manifest love, you're trying to create this love in your life and have this amazing, beautiful, harmonious partnership with somebody in your life, and you have maybe really negative beliefs surrounding love. And those beliefs being that maybe you're not enough, or people always leave you, or you always get cheated on, right? And this is a story that's been playing out in your mind, in your subconscious part of your brain, for your entire life. Maybe you had, you know, parents that got divorced, or a parent was cheated on, or you just got cheated on in high school, or you just had something happen to you in your life that you made a decision that this was how love and relationships are for you. And you go your entire life just kind of recreating these scenarios in your life with different partners, different situations, and different things. And because that's a belief that you hold, when you're watching television shows of, you know, heartbreak and, you know, toxic love and all these, you know, really unhealthy love dating shows that you're investing your time into, you're absorbing that and you're agreeing with the evidence that these shows are kind of giving you, right? So for example, say you see somebody get cheated on in a show and it feeds into more of the belief that you have, right? And so then that belief is then just being recreated in your experience. If you understood the power of your mind and how it absorbs everything and it's seeking evidence of things that are, you know, that you believe, right? It's the belief that you have. then if you want to change your life, if you want to change, like the example that I gave surrounding love and relationship, you want to have a different experience, you need to diet. You need to diet the mind. Start to recognize what you're focusing your energy on and start to recognize what you're agreeing with as evidence that is then being projected into your reality and having those scenarios then show up for you. Because your mind doesn't know the difference between yes and no. And so if you want to create a new life, you have to be so conscious of what you are focusing your energy on. That's where the mental diet comes into play. You know, not watching those toxic shows that are just having you kind of spiral into that same belief and agreeing with that, right? If you want to change that belief, start watching positive couples on television. Start watching these really powerful and loving relationships where people are working together, our partners are working together, you know, like those home shows where the wife and the husband work together and they have a business and they're creating, you know, they have a business together and it's thriving, right? Those are the type of shows that you want to invest your energy into as influence, because everything is influencing the mind. If you're trying to create a new reality, you have to influence it in a new way, something that's not familiar to you. Give you guys an even bigger example, because people don't realize how music changes our mood and it's such an influence on us on a daily basis. Say, I used to listen to sad music all the time because I just was dominantly sitting in a space of sadness within myself. And so I would just play sad music and I would just, my soul would feel so like aligned with the lyrics and aligned with the words and aligned with the harmonies and, you know, the chord progressions and such. And the more sad music you listen to, it just reminds you of sad times, pulls you back into a space of sadness, pulls you back into a memory, right? Think of all the times that you put on sad music when you were going through something difficult. The song you connect to that is reminding you of a time where you were really sad, or bringing you back into a space of sadness, bringing you back into a moment, pulling up a memory that's sad, right? And so really recognizing the type of music that you're listening to. I don't listen to sad music anymore because I don't dominantly sit in a sad space. And I also understand the power that music has on the influence of me. And it will first trigger a feeling in me. The thoughts will then spiral, and then it just kind of snowballs into the past, or my mind will start creating scenarios, or it will agree with the lyrics that are sad. And, you know, mental diet, being really aware of how these things influence us throughout our day. You know, when you wake up in the morning and it's cloudy outside, we're so used to talking about the weather in a negative way and it being an influence to our day. Recognize that again as a mental diet. Diet that out of your consciousness. When you look outside, be grateful. When you look outside, recognize the weather and don't have that affect you on a daily basis. Instead, it's just the weather. And instead of you looking out the window and saying, oh my gosh, it's so cloudy today, like, and everywhere you go, everyone then talks about the weather in such a negative way, right? Think about how we all connect in our own misery. We all connect by complaining. We're all connecting in those lower vibrations and timelines of ourselves. And when you want to change your life, you want to start something different, have these higher frequencies and manifest in greater versions of yourself, you have to ascend above those type of conversations because you don't resonate there anymore. You have purged them out of your system, right? You know, the complaining thing. I mean, I even myself recognize that I can be somebody that complains. I mean, we all do. We're human. We're experiencing this together, but that's not a version of myself that I want to be anymore, right? So who is the version of you that you want to be? This is a brand new year, 2024. Who do you want to be? What does that version of you look like? Like, I can envision her in my mind, right? And now, since I've envisioned her in my mind, I just have to do all of the things that that version of me would be doing. And that version of me wouldn't be listening to sad music. That version of me wouldn't be sad. That version of me wouldn't be complaining about the weather. Really, that version of me would be so grateful for every moment that she's living and every breath that she takes, because she's living her best life, and she can appreciate the beauty in the small things. And in appreciating the beauty in those small things, you're then creating and opening up space for God, universe, higher power, whatever you believe in, Allah, to really just allow those things to align into your life. But do you see how an old version of you that's complaining or listening to sad music or involving yourselves in these environments that are not healthy for you, or, you know, say you want to lose weight and you keep eating the cookies or the pizza, you see that version of you is blocking yourself from being the version of you that is your best self. And all of that power relies in you, right? All of it is within you. It's the choices that we make. It's, again, the influence throughout our day, the focus of our energy, and then we're deciding for ourselves what's going to be best for us or what's not going to be best for us, what's going to be comfortable for us, right? So everything is really here to just be an influence of us being our best selves or being a version that, you know, we're maybe not happy with. And all of it is, it's all to do with us and our decisions for ourselves. So much like you are dieting to change your body, what are things that you're going to do when you're dieting to change your body? Well, you're going to be mindful of what you're putting into your mouth. You're going to be mindful of what you're eating. You're not going to eat the pizza. You're not going to eat the cake. You're going to eat more protein, more satiating proteins and fats and vegetables. And you're going to plan your meals. You're going to organize your day to sustain that lifestyle change for yourself. And, you know, people start and stop dieting because they're unable to make those drastic changes in their lifestyle that are going to bring them the success that is necessary. Now, much like changing your entire reality and your entire life, your mind is so powerful in that it is influenced by everything that you see around, everything that you listen to, everything, the company you keep, right? And so much like watching what you're eating, the mental diet is to watch what you are influencing your mind with. And starting to change those patterns of behavior and those beliefs is to start to focus on things and ingesting and influencing the mind in a way that is going to allow you to become this new version of yourself, right? Being able to listen to affirmations, start to say those affirmations. I am worthy. I am powerful. I'm lovable. I'm enough. How many of you don't feel like you're enough? I mean, I've gone my entire life not feeling this way, and I've had to brainwash myself into believing that I'm enough, brainwash myself into knowing that I'm worthy of experiencing the best life. You know, when I started this podcast, I wasn't this confident. Over time, I've brainwashed into myself that I am an amazing podcaster. I have always something to say, that I always know what to say, when to say, and how to say it, and that people listen to what I have to say. And that isn't something that just, you know, I developed overnight. That was something that with time, with patience, with practice, with, you know, consistently showing up here for myself and showing up for you, slowly over time, I just developed these new habits where in my mind, I'm confident enough to show up here and say whatever I need to say and be detached from whatever response I'm going to get. Whereas the old version of me, the insecure version of me, was careful and calculated and insecure and always, you know, thinking about, you know, how people would perceive what I'm saying. And, you know, I had to heal that part of myself and brainwash in a new belief where over time I just continued to tell myself, no, there are people out there that hear me. There are people out there that listen to me and that connect with the words that I have to say. And the more and more that you just program in these new dominant beliefs of yourself through you influencing the mind in a positive way, you then show up a new version of yourself. It becomes habit, right? The diet becomes easy. You see people that have lost tons of weight. They've had complete lifestyle changes in their life. And I'm not just talking about weight, but it's a physical manifestation of somebody sticking to a diet or a plan for themselves. So same thing, like anybody that heals themselves from trauma and really just starts to take the reins of their life and have these new beliefs that they install into their brain, you're going to see these amazing, amazing results. And all of it has to do with you. You have the power inside of you. You are the power. Start to tell yourself this. I am the power. I'm so powerful that whatever I think and believe is. And so if you're thinking and believing negative things, so be it. That's what it is. And so recognizing this about your life, about your reality, about yourself is to then know that the power to change those beliefs so you're thinking dominantly positive is the power to change your life. And so when you're on that journey to becoming the best version of yourself, you have to be so careful with what you are focusing your energy on, what you are allowing into your mind, allowing into your space, right? Inviting those conversations in. What are you agreeing to? What are you watching on TV? What are you listening to in your headphones or in your, you know, music? All of this is contributing to you showing up a version of you in the now moment. And so this is a new year, guys, a new year for you to decide who you want to be. What version of you do you want to be? What version are you now? And to really thank the version that you are now, because this version is here to just show you what you need to do in order for you to be the version that you want to be. And all of that, again, is within your own power. You have the power to do all of this yourself. You do not need anybody. You get up, you go to the gym. You get up, you go to yoga. You get up, you study your course. You get up, you make those calls. You get up, you give thanks first before anything. Thank the version of you that you are right now. You know, and there can be a lot of, this is the thing, is when you want to be a better version of yourself and you're looking at the version you are right now and you're criticizing the version you are right now. How do you expect to become the best version of yourself when you're already criticizing the version you are right now? You have to love this version you are right now. Embody that love, right? One thing that I've been learning to do lately is when I feel negative emotion trigger up inside of me, because again, like childhood trauma takes time to heal, you know, and some of us have a little bit more of a healing journey than others, and that's fine. I think we're all here just experiencing our own things, but some of us have things that we have to heal through. And what I've realized is when negative emotions come up, it is so much better to just pour love into myself in those moments than to let myself spiral. You know, I could be feeling the negative emotions, but I'm going to allow myself to feel them with love. This is something that's been a huge game changer for me. Okay, so I feel extremely anxious. I just said something that I feel yucky about, and my mind is going crazy because, you know, as a child, I just was constantly overthinking, stressed and worried. It's a response that, you know, your body is responding to different scenarios, but it's responding in the same way as it always has from your childhood programming, right? So I'm feeling the anxiety, my mind is spinning, and instead of me just allowing myself to go down deep into the spiral, I just am recognizing it. And I'm saying, it's okay. I'm going to feel this with love. And the body feels it, right? The body will feel that anxiety. I'm just going to let myself feel it. I'm going to love myself through this. And instead of looking outward for something to help me, I go within and I say, well, what do I need right now? What is going to make me feel better right now? What do I need that will make me feel better right now? And I'm doing that with love. And so that's something maybe some of you needed to hear, because you're like myself, you're an overthinker. And we want to start giving positive beliefs, positive meaning to things, right? So this is something else that I've been really, again, mental diet, recognizing the stories that we're telling ourselves about the things in our life. Most importantly, the story we're telling about ourselves, but in relation to those other things, what is the meaning that you're giving those things? Because if you're somebody that, again, has lived in survival your whole life, you live in fear, so you're constantly looking for, you give things a negative meaning because that's the only way that you know how to protect yourself and keep yourself safe, right? Look for the worst case scenario of everything, right? And so in reprogramming this, we want to start recognizing how we're giving meaning to things. And to be able to mental diet this is to recognize the positive of things. This takes time to do, but you can do it. And I catch myself all the time. Guys, I'm on a journey just like you. I will start to overthink about something, and then I will stop myself. I'll take a deep breath and I'll go, but what if it works out for me? But what if this is the bridge of incidents that's leading me to where I want to be? What if this was a positive thing? What if this was meant to happen this way? Everything is meant to happen the way that it's supposed to, right? And so give positive meaning to things, and you're going to start to see you're focused on more positive things. Your mind starts to be more positive. The things that you're inviting into your life and the things that God, universe just blesses you with bring you into more positivity. You are just allowing yourself to be submerged in the positivity instead of allowing yourself to stay in that space of fear. All of this is created in the mind, and it is through your mental diet, you persisting through those negative thoughts and allowing yourself to focus on more positive things by influencing the mind in a positive way. So I hope that this podcast helped you. I'm sending you guys so much love. Let this be the year that you choose yourself, choose that best version of yourself, and choose to do the things on a daily basis. You don't have to do a million things a day. Just choose to do one thing every day that's bringing you closer to embodying that version of yourself. You can be her right now. You can be him right now. Just embody it. All right, guys, I love you so much. I hope you have an amazing, beautiful, positive day, because you absolutely deserve it. May you wake up from inside, see the truth through the third eye. Let your heart be your guide, light up the way. Let your heart be your guide, free from your pain. It ain't a mistake, 'cause you choose your fate.